早安，请所有的有帮忙粉刷教委的弟兄姐妹，请站起来。Nobody understood what I said. 站起来，有帮忙我们教委粉刷的弟兄姐妹。If you get a chance today, take a look how nice the classrooms are and the hallways. Especially thank you to Elder An Lin for coordinating the whole. Especially also Alan, who spent the whole week teaching people how to paint. 谢谢你 Alan. Let's pray together.Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the people that serve this church. They gave their time and energy, not because they have to, but because they love you and they love your people. So bless their hands, bless the hands that have painted our church this week. Bless the time that they have spent. Enrich their lives to know that every time they walk in the hallways or spend time in their classroom,that they would know they're doing it for the glory of God. Those who enjoy these classrooms, let us continue to appreciate what they have done. And Father, we also remember our brothers and sisters who are at the Fort Moody right now as they wake up and as they serve you today.Our short-term mission team, we pray for them. We pray that Spirit of God, you would fill them, fill their hearts with joy, unite their team under Nick and Janaea's leadership. Let them work together for your glory, for your sake. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, early July, we drove to Vancouver and visit my aunt and her daughter, her cousin, my cousin's families.
在七月早些时候呢，我们一起驱车到温哥华，然后去拜访我的姑妈，还有我的表妹一家。
It was a wonderful vacation.
那是一次非常精彩的旅程。
Vancouver food is amazing.
温哥华的食物实在是太妙了。
The times with spend time with my family was wonderful.
和家人在一起的时间也是非常的欢愉。
And catching up with old friends and their families were priceless.
并且呢，和以前的老友还有他们的家人交流也是非常的无价。
2 years ago, when we drove from Toronto and moved to Edmonton,
两年前我们全家驱车从多伦多到爱城来的时候
，There was a lot of beautiful places in Ontario.
我们经过了很多的安大略的风景。
But driving from Alberta to Vancouver, to BC is just much more incredible.
但是呢，从爱城到温哥华的这段旅程呢，确实更为精彩。
I am sure many of you have driven from Edmonton to Vancouver.
我相信不少人和我有同样相似的经历。
And you pass through the Rocky Mountains, and they are majestic.
当大家就是驱车经过落基山脉的时候，是实在是太雄伟了。
I never get sick of looking at the mountains.
我每一次仰望山群山的时候，都没有让我失望。
I'm sure, like many of you, you have taken many photographs and videos and pictures of how nice the Rockies are.
相信在座很多人也都和我一样，有很多美好的照相啊和视频。
But remember, however majestic these mountains are,
但是不管这些群山有多么样的雄伟。
As I was driving to BC, I kept thinking about Psalm 121.
当我这一路上开车的时候，我就不停地想到诗篇一百二十一篇。
It says, "I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth."
这样说道，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
When the psalmist was talking about the annual pilgrimage journey to Jerusalem, he looked up at those mountains around him.
当这个诗篇的作者行到在旅行到耶路撒冷的这样一个朝圣的路上。
No matter how strong these mountains appear to be, he knows that ultimately it's not the mountain that protects him, but God.
当他看到这些的群山环顾耶路撒冷的时候，他会想到，并不是这些群山能够守卫这个大卫之城，而是创造诸山的神。
I have no doubt that as Christians, when we look at God's creation, His mountains, or lakes, or oceans, or hills and valleys, animals and vegetations.
我毫不怀疑的这么想，当我们基督徒看到这所有的崇山峻岭。丘陵谷地啊，湖泊海洋，植被动物的时候，我们
，or even if we just watch TV, David Attenborough talking about how beautiful creation is，
或者说我们仅仅是看这个纪录片，像大卫·爱登堡他所主持的这个 BBC 的《地球脉动》的时候
，we cannot help but give glory to God，
我们都会禁不住的作为基督徒向主称谢。
And you know, when David wrote Psalm 19, that's probably what he was thinking.
你们知道吗？当大卫写下这诗篇十九篇的时候，很可能这就是他所想的。
When I read Psalm 19, I picture David, the young boy, the young shepherd boy.
当我读到大卫十九篇的诗篇十九篇的时候，我想象到小孩童时期的大卫，他在放牧着群羊。
Looking after his father's sheep.
他照看着他父亲的羊群。
And he looks east and he sees the sun rise.
他往东观看，他看到太阳升起。
Or when he sees the sun up at 12 noon when it's hot.
他也感受到正午阳光的炙热。
Or when he sees the moon rise at night.
或者当他看到夜晚月亮升起，
he cannot help but praise God and wrote Psalm 19.
他不禁感叹、惊叹，写下了这首诗篇十九篇。
David opens the psalm by saying, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
诗篇十九篇开篇，大卫就这么说道。
The heavens speak, he says.
他在感谢创造诸天的神。
They have a message for us.
他说，诸天创造，述说神的荣耀。
But interestingly, it's quiet.
但有趣的是，他们并没有发出很大的声音。
Yet they speak loudly.
但是他们所传达的信息却是如此的洪亮。
The Apostle Paul echoes this in Romans chapter 1 when he says, For his invisible attributes, that is, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world, being understood through what he has made. As a result, people are without excuse.
使徒保罗也在罗马书一章中如此回应说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，就是那眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Oh, you know, when we look at mountains, we see the glory of God.
你们知道，当我们看山的时候，我们就看到的是神的荣耀。
But some other people look at the mountains and say, "Well, that's just great. It's beautiful, but it just by chance that all this happened."
但是也有另一些人，他们会说，这山确实是非常的美丽和壮丽，但是这只不过是碰巧的一次巧合。
You see, what we can see, can feel, can taste, can touch, or can hear, we interpret these senses.
大家知道我们的这些感觉啊，像视觉、听觉、触觉、嗅觉、味觉这一系列的知觉会给我们传达信息，我们就以此来阐述这些信息，试图理解这个世界。
Our brains tell us what we are looking at, smelling, tasting, hearing.
我们的大脑处理这些信息，告诉我们在看什么、听什么、尝什么、闻到什么。
Now, based on the mountains and the stars, that's why we can come up with different conclusions. There is a God or just accident.
当我们观看诸天、观看群星、观看群山的时候，我们会处理这些信息，我们会想，究竟有没有一位造物主，或者是完全没有。
The mountains and the stars can only tell us so much about God.
诸天和这些群星只能够为我们讲述神的一点点。
It's like we have a Facebook account.
这就像是我们有一个信心账户。
How many of you put pictures of yourself having a good time on Facebook?
就像我们在发朋友圈的时候，多少人啊，把很多好的东西分享。
But is that the whole you? Is that all of you?
但这是全部的你吗？这是最真实的你吗？
You have a lot about you that you haven't told others based on Facebook, right?
大家在脸书上不是全部的大家，因为大家有很多很多没有向人分享的东西，是吗？
You have to choose to tell others who you are.
你有这个权利去告诉大家，让大家知道那个你想被知道的你。
Eugene Peterson, he says that for the way that we teach children at school.
有金彼得生在《复活的操练》这本书中说到，我们在学校里教养儿童。
We teach them everything about our natural world.
我们教养他们关于一切自然界的知识。
But the problem is, at the end of all that education,We know nothing about the God who made those things.
但是在这个教育的本最终，我们却没有教育孩子这一位创造这一系列这所有自然现象的神。
That's why Eugene Peterson says we need to know that God is continuously active in this world. We need to know that in and with, before and after everything that is and taking place, God is present and active because everything that is going on in this world, including us, is intended to be the praise of His glory.
所以有金彼得生这样说道，我们需要知道上帝在这个世界中持续不断的运行。我们需要知道，在万事万物之中，在一切发生之前和之后，上帝都在其中，并积极作为。因为这个世界上所发生的一切，包括我们自己，都是为了使他的荣耀得着称赞。
The only way that David can look to the skies and says the heavens declare the glory of God is only possible if God tells him.
大卫之所以能写下诗篇十九篇开篇之中说到诸天述说神的荣耀，是因为神这样告诉他。
In the first six verses of this psalm,
在这篇诗篇的前六节，
David describes the glory of the heavens, and he says, "This is the glory of God."
大卫描述了一系列神的荣耀。
But in verse seven, notice he suddenly changes.
但是呢，在第七节开始，他就有了一个转弯。
He starts focusing on talking about God's word.
他就开始讲述神的道。
He used different words to describe God's word.
他用不同的词汇来描述神的道。
His instructions are perfect.
他说到他的律法全备。
His testimony is trustworthy.
他的法度确定。
His precepts are right.
他的训词正直。
His command are radiant.
他的命令清洁。
He describes the word of God, what it does for us.
并且他也描述了神的话语为我们做了事情。
It renews our lives.
他能苏醒人心。
It makes us wise.
他使愚人有智慧。
It makes our hearts glad.
他快活人心。
And it lights up our eyes.
他也明亮人的眼目。
The words described by David, it's like when we're driving on the highway, there are signs to tell us where we're going.
大卫所使用的这些词汇就像今天我们在高速路上驾驶的时候看到很多的路牌、路标、路线图。
David describes the word of God as the key to guide him through life.
大卫描述这些词汇，把它们描述成是引导我们生命的关键词。
We worship a God who is living and he speaks.
我们所敬拜的是一位活神，并且他向我们说话。
The Bible over and over again describes that the difference between God and an idol is that God speaks, the idol doesn't.
神，真神和偶像在大卫描绘中，他们的不同是神会对人说话，但是偶像们不会。
The prophets laugh at the people who worship idols.
但旧约中先知们嘲笑那些拜偶像的人。
He says they use wood to carve an idol that looks really nice.
他说到他们用木头来雕刻这些精美的偶像。
And then they bow down and worship that idol.
并且向这些偶像跪拜。
But at night, when they're cold, they use the leftover wood to burn so that they can feel warmer.
但是夜晚降临，他们感到冷的时候，就用雕刻偶像剩下的这些木头来取火，取暖，生火，去做饭。
The God of Israel is a living God, and He speaks and He acts.
以色列的神是一位真神，活神。他不仅说，而且做。
But more importantly, he wants to communicate with us.
更重要的是，他想和我们交流。
And that's why David in Psalm 8, he says, "When I look at the heavens, when I look at the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, and all these things," he says, "What am I? What is man or woman that you are mindful of him? That the Son of Man that you care for him?"
这就是为什么诗篇八篇大卫说道，我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么你竟顾念他，世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
God created the heavens to show us what he's capable of doing, but more importantly, he's telling us, I want to share myself with you. I want to tell you who I am.
神不仅创造了诸天，并且向我们显示他创造的诸天，更重要的是他想和我们分享他自己，想让我们认识他。
The Gospel of John 1 says the ultimate revelation of God is that no one's ever seen God, but God, the only Son, who is at the Father's side, has made himself known.
约翰福音一章中，约翰说到，这也是一个对上帝的爱的终极启示，说从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And that is why Jesus is the Word of God. John chapter 1, Word of God. It's the Word of God. The Word, Word.
这就是为什么在约翰福音一章中说到，就是主耶稣基督其实是神的道。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made.
约翰福音一章中说到，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
If we just look using our own senses, our what we can see or hear or speak or smell or taste, if we just use those things, we only know very limited.
如果我们大家只是借助于我们的五感，视、听、嗅、觉、触，来感知我们所处的这个世界，其实我们的认知是非常肤浅和有限的。
We need God to tell us who He is.
我们需要神告诉我们他到底是谁。
And now it makes sense why in the Psalm 19, David, when he thinks about God's word, he says, how sweet is your word? How precious are your words?
这就是大卫在诗篇中不禁发出的感叹说，你的话语是如此的宝贵，珍贵。
It's like somebody looking at the Bible.
这就像有人拿着圣经，看着圣经。
This is more important than all the money I have in my bank.
就并且说到，感叹到，它比我银行卡里一切的钱财都重要。
And the Bible, the Word of God, tastes better than a AAA Alberta beef.
并且从圣经，神的所，神的话语所给我的比这个阿尔伯塔最好的这个 AAA 级的菲力牛排和泪眼牛排都好吃。
I'm having some tonight, by the way. A.W. Tozer says, in our activistic, achievement-oriented era, there is a prevailing notion that no person really amounts to anything if he or she cannot be described as a go-getter.The go-getter is a person who never allows himself or herself to be quiet or still, not even for a minute. He or she is our ever-ready nominee to get things done. Given time, he or she will return the world upside down. But it is surely necessary for us to have times when we stop what we are doing and think for a season. I try to practice the art of quietness often,For there is not a person alive who can meditate while involved in a non-stop 100-mile-an-hour pace of an ambitious go-getter.
唐寿博士说道，在我们这个充满行动主义、以成就为导向的时代，普遍存在一种观念，如果一个人不能被称为积极进取的人，那他或他就不算什么。所谓积极进取的人，是指那些从不让自己安静下来的人。哪怕只是一分钟，他或他总是随时待命完成任务。只要有时间，他们就能翻转整个世界。然而，我们确实需要有些时刻停下手中的事，沉思片刻。我们常常努力操练安静的艺术，因为没有一个人能在那种不停歇、每小时100英里的忙碌节奏中进行默想。
God wants to speak to us.
神想要对我们说话。
And we need to stop and listen.
我们需要停下手中的思想活去单单的听他说话。
Tozer says, God is having a difficult time getting through to us because we are a fast-paced generation.We seem to have no time for contemplation. We have no time to answer God when he calls. When the important matters of the soul are at stake, the most useful thing we can do is to do nothing, even if only for a short time. There are times when we can go the fastest by not going at all. We can go furthest by standing still for a while. Then too, we can talk the loudest by not saying a word.We will not be taken the Lord by surprise. He will speak his message.
陶叔又说道，神如今很难进入我们的内心，因为我们是一个节奏极快的时代。我们似乎没有时间静思，没有时间回应神的呼唤。当关系到灵魂这个重要事物的时候，我们所能做的最有用的事，就是什么也不做。哪怕只是一小段时间，有些时候我们最快的前行方式就是根本不走了。我们最远的前进方式就是暂时站立不动。同样，我们最响亮的表达有时是不说一句话。我们不会让主感到意外，他会传达他的信息。
David is a shepherd who protects his sheep day and night.
大卫是一个牧羊人，日夜看守着他的羊群。
He is a warrior that leads men into battle.
他也是一个战士，带领着人们冲向战场。
He is what Tozer would describe as a go-getter.
他就是陶树所形容的行动派。
How is it that the go-getter of Israel can become the one who writes the most psalms to praise God?
以色列的这么样一个积极进取的行动派是如何来认识神，来安静下来？
He meditates and he stops.
他就是通过默想。
He let God tell him who he is.
他让神来告诉他他是谁。
And then he lives in obedience to God's word.
并且他就遵从神的旨意活出来。
That's why David understood the power of God's word in Psalm 19, where he says in verse 12, "Who perceives his unintentional sins? Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Moreover, keep your servant from willful sins. Do not let them rule over me. Then I will become blameless and be cleansed from blatant rebellion."
所以大卫在十二节中写道：“谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。” 求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。By
God telling him who God is, and by God telling David what he expects of him, that's how David knows how to live his life.
让神告诉大卫，大卫是谁？让神告诉大卫，神对大卫有什么样的？ 心怀意念，这就是大卫在过的生活。That's
why David ends the psalm by saying, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer."
这就是为什么大卫在结尾中十九篇结尾中说到：“耶和华，我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我的心中言语、心里的意念。” 在你面前蒙悦纳。A.W.
Tozer writes, "What is the word when we come to the Bible? It is to meditate. We are to come to the Bible and meditate. This is what the old saints did. They meditated. They laid the Bible on the old-fashioned handmade chair, got down on the cold scrub board floor, and meditate on the word. As they meditated, faith mounted. The spirit and faith illuminated. They had nothing but a Bible with fine print and narrow margins and poor paper, but they knew their Bible better than some of us with all of our helps. Let's practice the art of Bible meditation."
陶恕又写道：“当我们来到圣经面前，该用什么态度？就是默想。我们应当带着默想的心来到圣经面前，这正是古时圣徒所做的事。他们默想。” 他们把圣经放在那张老式的手工椅子上，自己跪在那擦洗得干干净净的木地板上，默想神的话语。在默想中，信心冉冉升起，圣灵与信心使真理发光。那时，他们手中只有一本印刷细密、页边狭窄、纸质粗糙的圣经，但他们对圣经的认知。
Remember in Deuteronomy chapter 6, God tells his people to think and meditate on his word.
大家记得吗? 在生命记六章中说到神的话语，希望我们可以去默想。
But when do they do it?
但是我们什么时候做呢?
Talk about them when you're at the house.
他说道, 无论你坐在家里,
when you're walking,
行在路上,
when you rise,
起来,
when you are put the word of God on your doorpost,
并且, 把圣经的话,
what does it mean? What it means is that every day, the more we read God's word, we also meditate on it everywhere we go.
把圣经的话挂在门框上，挂在城门上来谈论。这就意味着，圣经随时是我们的帮助，我们随时默想它。The
Bible is more than just information that we read and then forget about.
圣经并不是一系列的信息，我们要阅读，并且呢。 稍后就忘掉。
The Bible, our word of God that is living. Therefore, we, as we meditate on it, it's like God talking to us everywhere we go.
圣经是活着的神的话语。当我们阅读它，我们走在路上，我们谈论它，它是活的。
That's why James says, if we just look at the word of God and walk away, it's like we look at a mirror and then just walk away.
这就是为什么雅各在雅各书中写道，如果说我们听道而不行道，就像是一个人到镜子面前，走了就忘了他长什么样子。
Medieval writer Grigo II writes this, reading without meditation is barren. Meditation without reading is prone to error. Prayer without meditation is lukewarm. The next slide, please.
中世纪的这样一个作家 Grigo 二世，他写道，没有沉思的阅读是贫瘠的，没有阅读的沉思容易出错，没有沉思的祷告是温吞水。
The word of God is so precious to the Jewish people that they dedicated an entire day to celebrate God's word. Did you know that?
大家知道吗？神的话语在犹太人当中是如此的宝贵，所以以至于他们定了专门每年有一天来庆祝他们的庆祝律法。
1,000 years ago, they started a day called the Shemhat Torah.
大约在1,000多年前，犹太人定了一个日子，叫 Shemhat Torah， 庆祝律法。
Now this is a day that takes place after two very important days.
这一个节日呢，在另外两个重要节期之后发生。
First is the Hebrew New Year, Rosh Hashanah.
犹太日历中。重要的一个节日是犹太历的新年，也叫吹角节。
This, it's funny. New Year's we celebrate, right? We are happy. Everybody smiling, fireworks, right?
就是我们庆祝新年的时候是到处放烟花，每个人脸上都洋溢着笑容，对吗
？What is interesting is Rosh Hashanah is a week long mourning. They are grieving. They're repenting. They're confessing their sins.
但是犹太人所做的不同，他们庆祝新年的方式是哀思，是默想，是禁食，是祷告反思，来想他们的罪。
All of those week days of mourning and repenting would lead to this day, Yom Kippur.
所有的这一些一系列的反思，一系列的认罪。都会就是就带领他们进入接下来的一个节期，叫赎罪日。
The Day of Atonement is the most important day in the Jewish calendar.
赎罪日是在犹太历中最重要的一个节日。
Because it is the day that God declares that all their sins have been forgiven.
因为在赎罪日这一天，他们认为神是赦免了他们所有的罪。
So they repent, they're forgiven.
所以呢，他们又悔改，他们就被赦免。
Then they celebrate.
然后他们就庆祝这个律法。
They would take the Old Testament from the synagogue.
在犹太的会堂里，他们拿着圣经的旧约。
And they would parade it around town, singing, rejoicing, dancing.
但是他们就会把这个旧约在这个城里，在这个会堂里传，并且呢还要唱歌跳舞。
Do you know when this is happening this year, Rosh Hashanah? Do you know when this is happening, the Jewish New Year? Do you know when? Take out your phone. Take out your phone.
大家拿出手机看
it, see who finds it first.
今年的犹太新年是什么日子
？When is Rosh Hashanah? I expect the young people to be really fast with this.
年轻人可能查得快一点。
Rosh Hashanah is happening September 22nd to the 24th, and then when is Yom Kippur?
赎罪日是哪一天呢?
October 1st to October 2nd. The reason why it's 2 days is because remember, Jewish people, their day ends on when? The sun goes down. So the sun goes down on October 1st, that's when Yom Kippur starts, and then it carries on to the next day, all the way when the sun goes down again. So their 24 hours is sundown to sundown.
大家也看到为什么就是这个无论是犹太新年还是赎罪日都是两天比如九月二十二到二十四十月一号到十月二号那是因为犹太人他们的这个一天的算法是从那一天的日落开始前天的日落开始十月一号日落开始赎罪日一直到十月二号的日落
So those of you who are really sharp, you should have looked this up already. So when is this day? October 14th.
所以大家有人已经查到庆祝律法节在今年是10月14号
I wish I could tell you when we planted our 55th anniversary, this was the reason.
我本想很想告诉大家就是假装就是我们今年在计划10月12号的55周年感恩庆典的时候是因为是依据这个准备的
When is our 55th anniversary celebration?
我们55周年今年是什么时候?
Come on, Carrie Jin, where are you? October 12th, right? So, the month of September, we are having a month of repentance, meditation, and fasting. Okay?
九月我们是会有九月是犹太人的这个反思默想，那我们今年也做。
The pastors and the elders have decided to shut this gym down.
教会中的牧者长老们决定把我们这个活动中心暂时关闭。
It will only be open for worship and regular fellowship meetings.
这个活动中心呢，只仅仅只会对像我们这样的敬拜，还有主日学团契这样的时间开放。
And that's not because we need to paint another coat on the wall.
那并不是因为我们要刷漆。
That's not because we're going to fix these lights when we close the gym.
也不是要修灯。
The reason we need to close this is because the way that we have used this gym.
我们之所以要暂时把这个中心关闭，是我们要使用它的原因。
In some ways have dishonored the Lord's body.
我们是否在使用这个中心，活动中心的时候，是在荣耀神？
Because we want to use this gym.
因为我们想使用这个活动中心。
The words that came out of some of our mouths and the meditation that has been in our hearts are any far from it's not anywhere close to pleasing to God.
有的时候我们在这个活动中心中所说的话，所想的事情，表现出来的。 实在是离我们要讨借着这个活动中心讨神的喜悦差得太远。
That's why we decided to lock this gym for the month of September.
这就是为什么我们决定在整个的九月把这个活动中心关闭。
It will be reopened on October 12th, the day that we celebrate.
它会在今年的10月12日，也就是我们庆祝55周年庆典的时候，重新开放。
Throughout the month of September, I would also challenge you to read our key psalm for the celebration, which is Psalm 100.
在九月的整个这个反思月呢，我也非常鼓励大家，使用我们要来使用它默想的经文，在诗篇的100篇。
I challenge you to read the Psalm read it each day.
我挑战大家要每一天读这个诗篇100篇。
To meditate on that psalm.
来默想，对这一诗篇进行默想。
To ask God to speak to you through the psalm.
来求神对着你说话。
And we're going to have a prayer wall right where those pictures are of our church. You know, down there.
我们并且会在我们教会中设立一个照片墙。
If God speaks to you, you have a word that's for the church. Write it down and put it on the wall.
如果在九月整个的这期间，神对你说了什么话，你有什么感动，哪怕是一个词语，请写到照片墙上。
The wall will be ready on September 1st.
在九月一号，这个照片墙就会建立起来。
And then on October 1st, we will have a day of repentance.
然后呢，在十月一号，我们会有一个悔改日。
We're going to have a joint prayer meeting on that Wednesday night.
在那天也是周三的晚上，我们会有一个联合祷告会。
We're going to spend time to confess our sins over the past 55 years as a church.
我们会作为一个教会来反思、来悔改、来认罪我们所犯的罪。
We're going to confess and repent on behalf of the entire church over the 55 years that we've been here.
我们会反思并且悔改并且认罪在过去的55周年中我们作为一个教会我们所需要认的。
And we're going to lay it at the feet of Jesus.
我们要把我们的罪摆到主耶稣的脚前。
Then we open the gym.
然后我们再
开放。We celebrate.
然后我们再庆祝。
Then we celebrate God's word.
然后我们庆祝上帝的话语、律法。
And then we move forward as a church. Amen.
然后我们教会一家一起向前走。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we don't want 55th anniversary to be just another day where we laugh and sing and talk about things that aren't important. We rather want a day of true celebration because we have repented of our sins and our wrong, the things that we've done wrong to one another, and that we want to lay it all down at the feet of Jesus on October 1st and to declare that all those things have been done that are covered now by the blood of Jesus, and that our church can lay all these burdens down, and that we can now move forward on October 12th as a true day of celebrating, celebrating not of our achievements, but of you. You are the one who walk with us. So let Psalm 100 guide us throughout the month of September. Speak to us as a church, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.